Addison Lockhart had expected to wake on the day of her wedding feeling refreshed, peaceful, and calm. But ever since she'd arrived at Blackthorn Manor the day before, a distressing uneasiness had coursed through her body like an illness determined to spread. She'd tried meditating, tried focusing on wedding preparations. She'd even indulged in a glass of wine. It made no difference. Not only was she unable to quell her worrisome feelings, they persevered and grew stronger. Even now, sitting on a chair in front of an oval antique mirror, twisting the ends of her long auburn hair over a curling iron, her hands trembled, and she felt anxious, like she wasn't alone, even though no one else was in the room with her. It seemed every nook and cranny inside the manor had eyes, and all of them were watching her every move. A gust of cool air swept across her back, causing the hair on her neck to stand on end. Startled, she dropped the curling iron, and it clattered against the dark hardwood floor below. She reached down and picked it up, gasping when she rose and gazed into the mirror again. She could have sworn she saw something in the mirror's reflection. A shape, maybe? Or the faint glimmer of an object behind her? It had appeared only for an instant, and then it was gone. Get a hold of yourself, Addison. You're working yourself up over nothing. No one is here. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing. A hand pressed against the small of her back, and she shot out of her chair and whipped around, poised to strike with a hairbrush. Luke, her fiancé, stood in front of her, his palms in the air. Whoa, it's just me. You're really jumpy today. Is everything all right? She exhaled a long breath, lowered the hairbrush, and nodded. I'm fine.
Really? Because you looked like you were about to beat me with that brush.
I'm sorry, Luke. I didn't hear you come in. You're not supposed to see me before the wedding, bad luck or something. He leaned toward her, planted a kiss on her forehead, and smiled.
I think we're okay. You're not even dressed yet, and we still have a couple of hours before the ceremony. I thought I'd check in on you and see if I can get you anything.
There was something he could do, one thing she wanted more than anything else right now. Have you seen my grandmother? Has she arrived yet?
He shook his head. I don't think she's here.
Addison sighed. I tried calling, and she didn't answer. If she's not here soon, she'll miss our wedding.
She wouldn't miss our wedding. I'm sure she'll be here any time now. You know Marjorie. She's all about making a grand entrance.
He was right. Marjorie had more flash and flair than women half her age, and she never missed an opportunity to flaunt it. When you see her, tell her I need to talk to her, okay? He leaned forward, planting a kiss on her forehead.
Will do.
She thought he'd leave the room, but he didn't. He just stood there, staring.
What is it? Addison asked. He shrugged. I don't know, to be honest. Maybe you can tell me.
I'm not sure what you mean. Tell you what?
On the way here yesterday, you were so happy. Today you seem different, like something's on your mind. Are you second-guessing anything? Should I be worried?
She reached out, swiping a wisp of his long, sandy-colored bangs out of his eyes. No matter how many knots twisted her insides, she wouldn't allow anything to ruin their day. I've been ready to marry you for a long time, Luke. I can't wait to be your wife.
If it isn't our wedding, what's bothering you?
Luke was aware of Addison's gift, her ability to communicate with the spirits of those who had passed on. But she didn't want to worry him. Not today. And besides, there was nothing to confirm her suspicions.
Not yet.